Governor Jerry Brown attended the state's Democratic Party convention in San Diego over the weekend. Speaking before the party faithful, he urged them to keep fighting for everything from renewable energy to high-speed rail.
I don't care what the critics say. We're going to keep innovating. We didn't get here by being conventional, status quo, do what everybody does. California has been number one because we lead.
A party convention is kind of like a big family gathering, all smiles and calls for unity, but plenty of maneuvering, too. This convention was no exception, especially for those members running for office and looking to land the party's official endorsement. The California Report's John Myers has more.
The June primary is some 4 months away. November is 9 months away. And yet Saturday in San Diego, it felt very much like Election Day had come early.
You signed your ballot?
I did.
Thank you. And you signed your ballot, sir? Thank you.
Those votes were cast by delegates to the California Democratic Party Convention, delegates who live in the state's 50th Assembly District, which lies west of downtown Los Angeles.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for being here. I am Assemblymember Betsy Butler. I was elected just about a year ago.
Democrat Betsy Butler is, by party rules, the incumbent in the race, but the Torrance lawmaker moved her residence after redistricting so she can run for the newly drawn 50th Assembly District. And she found two other Democrats already in the race, including Santa Monica activist Tori Osborne.
It would be my honor to represent the new open Assembly District 50, where I am homegirl. Thank you very much.
The differences between the two women on the issues are hard, if not impossible, to discern. And yet delegates this weekend were asked to choose.
62 votes cast for Betsy Butler, 20 votes cast for Tori Osborne.
Butler, the incumbent assembly member, came out on top. And under California's new election rules, passed as part of Proposition 14 in 2010, she will now be listed in the June primary's sample ballot guide as the official Democratic Party candidate. Prop 14 also created an open top two primary, where the top two finishers in June go on to November, regardless if they are from the same party. All of this has left candidates looking for any kind of edge they can get.
Open primary has meant that Democrats are running harder, faster, earlier. We usually aren't doing this much work this early.
Andrew Acosta is a Democratic consultant managing several campaigns this season. Unlike what the advocates of Prop 14 promised, he says candidates are not playing to the middle, to those who, in election lingo, decline to state a party preference.
The decline to state voters, the independent voters who have not been invited to the primaries in the past, maybe will take notice. But do I go talk to Democrats who I know are going to vote, or do I go talk to decline to state voters who have not voted in the past? Maybe they show up, maybe they don't.
And so many Democratic candidates have decided the diehard party voters are the safe bet, even if it means all-out warfare with their fellow Democratic challengers. Nowhere was that more evident during the Democratic convention than the battle of the two incumbent San Fernando Valley congressmen, now drawn into the same district.
My opponent's first super PAC got a six-figure contribution from PG&E. Don't let the super PACs control this race.
Congressman Brad Sherman blasted his rival, Congressman Howard Berman, in front of a standing room only crowd. The race has become increasingly personal, and Berman later fired back.
Do you find it slightly pathetic that a guy who represents twice as much of the district finds it necessary this early in the campaign to spend all his time attacking and distorting his opponent's record?
The convention fight between the two neighbor congressmen ended without either getting the state Democratic Party's endorsement. And while Congressman Berman is right, it is early in the campaign, the stakes for candidates are high, and there could be even more candidates around the corner. The official filing period to run for the legislature and Congress actually begins today. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in San Diego.
There's more on the Battle of the Ermines from the San Fernando Valley on John's blog, Capital Notes. Look for the link at californiareport.org.